This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk. How many other times in your life have you been frustrated and said, "Hey, I hit the button"?
Yeah.
We could bring your wife down and ask her.
Oh, sexual buttons, what you're doing. I was thinking of work button.
Or, you know, pushing somebody's buttons.
This one time, I was at work.
At band camp?
Nope, at work. City of Augusta Dispatching. We had an old Motorola console. Did I tell you about Andrew? Anyways. So Andrew, the British fellow that worked there, he spilt his coffee onto the counter, and it was heading for the radio. And I happened to have paper towels in my hand because I was wiping down my counter to clean up after the previous employee that has psoriasis and we get dead skin everywhere. It was gross. So I immediately, like, thrust my hand over to try to stop the coffee before it gets to the radio, and I am not in time. And the coffee gets into the radio, and my hand touches the liquid, and I got electrocuted. You could actually see electricity shoot into my hand. And when that happened, the radio got stuck open, and I screamed out, "Andrew, you fucking shithead, I've been electrocuted," as I was falling to the ground. And then I kept cursing and had no idea there was an open mic on Augusta Police PD Prime at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday. And you could just hear me going off about how big of a shithead Andrew was. And then you can hear keys. And
so you were a very open mic.
I was.
On an open mic.
Yes. And then you could hear keys. And the keys were Sergeant Desjardins running from the sergeant's office to the other side of the building to dispatch. And I could hear him running down the hallway as he was fumbling with his keys and yelling, "Open mic, open mic."
And for a moment, were you like, "I can't open the door. I'm on the floor being electrocuted"?
No.
Andrew, open.
But he actually had to go all the way. He had to go open up the back of the radio console and unplug the radio manually. So
that's an old radio. Close.
Dude, this fucking thing was from like 1983, and we're using it in like 2004. Which doesn't sound like a lot of years.
It's 21 years.
But for a radio, I mean, at that time, there was already digital radios.
Right. Like
computer-based radios. So, anyhow. Welcome to episode 124.
Yep.
What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
And my name is John.
So this week's episode is going to be our fall preview.
Yes.
So we're not going to actually talk about shows and stuff we watch this week. We're going to talk about shows and stuff that we plan to watch. Or maybe other people plan to watch.
I was going
to
say, or stay the fuck away from. Because there's a number of those on my list.
I actually just kind of went with a list of
stuff that looked good to you?
Yeah.
I kind of did, too. Like, if we stray into an area where you're like, "Hey, I saw a preview for this," I might give it a thumbs down. But for the most part, it was just focusing on things that I wanted to see.
Right, yeah, yeah. Stuff I wanted to talk about for the most part, too, as well.
I want to say one thing to start off, though. Something magical happened this past week.
Okay.
Something amazing that I think we really need to give the proper respect to.
All right.
Weird Al Yankovic got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Well deserved.
About time. Right across from the Roman Theater.
Well deserved.
Thomas Patrick Lennon was there. Dr. Demento was there.
Oh, excellent.
Yep. I mean, you know, so he got a full, like, he got the podium. He got to dedicate it.
I saw when he first posted it, because he was posting, like the outline of the star plus like his, and then his name played on it before they poured the concrete. So he was showing the steps of it.
Yeah.
He was very excited. I think it's well deserved.
It is. I can't believe it's been this long since he's gotten one. I mean, granted, he's not a prolific movie star.
Correct.
He's only had the one great movie, UHF.
Oh, that was a tremendous movie.
But
a couple of key cameos.
couple of great scenes that will forever.
But did you notice how he exploded?
You get to drink from the fire hose! Kramer before he went all anti-black.
But didn't you notice how much he exploded since that last album?
Yes. Yeah. Where he had, like, pretty much every song on it had a music video. They released one a day leading up to the release of the album. And then it was just, he was everywhere.
It was his biggest album release ever.
Yep.
Because we had seen him live at the State Theater, and it was like $40 a ticket. We were front row center. I mean, those seats were absolutely amazing.
Yep.
And it was a tremendous show. And then, was it the very next summer, he came back to Maine, but he was at the State Theater this time.
Yep.
Which has a, what, almost triple the capacity seating, if possible.
Yeah.
The seats were sold out.
Like 200 people.
Yeah. Seats were sold out.
That's right, people. It's Maine, okay? We're small.
The seats were sold out. The standing room was packed. And, like, the standing room tickets were, like, $40.
Yeah. And the standing room tickets, I'll never do that again.
No. It was fine. Wait,
was it that one? No, it wasn't that one. It was the...
The tickets I won.
Yes, for that. The three bands that were down there.
Yes,
and those women kept walking in front of me. And then they, like, were going to pick a fight in front of me. And... like screaming and hollering and calling each other's names. And
yes, it was that one. Weird Al, everyone's happy and likes each other.
Yeah, yeah. That I'll do a bit.
Weird Al is amazing because you literally have like 10-year-old kids to 70-year-old adults all there enjoying it.
And he does the full show. He's got music videos playing while he's doing costume changes. And he does a lot of costume changes.
Almost every song.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. Bravo.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous
show. Well deserved.
And at the Main State Pier one, he started, because the Main State Pier, the concert stage is not actually at the end of the pier. It's kind of almost at the beginning of the pier.
Mm.
He went all the way to the end of the pier, like the backstage, and he was singing a song, Happy.
Tacky, sorry.
It's the parody of Happy. And he walked, as he was walking out to the front of the stage, singing like on the microphone with the camera following him on the screen and interacting with people along the way. And that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, he also did that parody with all of his old stuff, including Another One Rides the Bus.
Oh, yeah.
I freaked out. I marked out for that one big time.
Great.
Just because, like, I never expected to hear that live.
How often?
Right, yeah. Well, we could really talk a lot about Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. But I just wanted to bring that up before it got buried because he deserved it.
Oh, absolutely.
Know? Great job and congratulations.
Absolutely.
So what do you got for fall TV preview, Mike?
Well, I actually have mine broken down in order of release date.
Oh, okay. Mine's not.
Okay.
Mine's just stuff.
Okay, well, you want me to take the lead? And
yeah, go right ahead. I'll probably riff off your stuff.
See
and then...
anything in there I miss?
Yep.
But anyway, starting with August 31st, actually, which is this Friday.
Yeah.
Paradise PD. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, I think it's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's a cartoon.
Oh.
Animated.
Interesting.
It's a small town. Okay, listen to this.
Listening.
The synopsis that was given by, I read on IMDb, I believe it was, is it says, Paradise PD follows a small town police department. They're bad cops. Not bad, like, no nonsense. Not bad, like, cool. Bad, like, shitty. And it's a cartoon, so I'm going to give it a try, at least one episode.
Wait, is this the one that's done by the guys who did Brickleberry?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll bet you it is.
I'll have to look it up. I mean, it kind of, now that you say that, it does kind of look like the animation. Created by Wacko Gearing and Roger, Brickleberry.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I have seen previews for that then.
Yeah.
I thought it would come to Comedy Central because Brickleberry was Tosh's thing on Comedy Central. But, yeah, that does look pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so. Looks funny. September 7th.
Well, wait. August 31st. I'm excited because Jack Ryan is coming out.
That's right.
I really want to see it. I know you don't have Prime anymore, but I'm actually looking forward to that. That and the second season of Ozark, which I know you didn't watch on Netflix, still give it a hard sell. It's still a great show. Jason Bateman, Laura Linney in a dramatic role.
Does it pick up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I watched the first episode and I was like, eh.
It picks up in a dark way. You know, this is a dark, twisted show with a lot of people fucking each other over, people killing each other, you know. It's, I really enjoyed it. So,
excuse me.
Sorry, go on.
No, you're fine. Sorry about my voice clearing. September 7th, Iron Fist Season 2 hits Netflix.
Yes.
10 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Now, I am also, they've been posting all kinds of stuff online, and I've been avoiding it, but they, and I didn't look this, but they said that they've got screenshots or pictures of Alice Eve as Typhoid Mary. Really looking forward to that, but I want to wait to see it on the screen.
Yep, I agree with you there.
Now, I don't want to see this, but The Purge, USA TV series, starts on September 4th.
I skipped over that myself.
Yep, but here's my thing. I don't want to see the show, but the concept of The Purge, because if you're alive, you've seen a preview for one of The Purge movies.
Probably. They've
probably
made
10,000 times, right. And you're probably sick of them. But here's the thing. They say, what is it? For the next 24 hours, all crimes, including murder, will be legal. All yes. emergency services will be suspended.
12 hours.
12 hours. Okay.
Yep.
Still, 12 hours.
Yep.
You're an emergency medical dispatcher.
Yep.
I was as well.
Yep.
Can you imagine a 12-hour period where they're like, nope, no ambulances?
Oh, my
no
guess
firemen?
Is when you dial 911, it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, that's the thing. What happens to the poor schlub whose house catches on fire? Or the guy who has a heart attack? People who aren't participating in the purge, but life just happens.
I guess they're SOL because they're not going to send rescues out to people's houses.
So I would guarantee you that at that point, it would never happen again. People would be so up in arms about that aspect of it that the purge would never happen again. So the first one would have been the last one because somebody having their house burned down and they're like, oh, sorry, it fell in that 12-hour window where firemen were out axing people to death. Nope. My father had a heart attack, and nobody would come pick him up. Well, it was the purge. Well, guess what? Fuck you. There's no more purge.
And, you know, here's my thing about the purge, or the 12 hours, no crime's legal, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I know they can't make rules or whatever, but I really think it just should be all for all those that just want to participate.
Yeah.
Like home invasion shit.
Like you get a bracelet or something.
But no, but like people should, like, if you're in your home, you're not participating, they shouldn't be breaking into your home.
Right.
Type of shit.
Right.
Is what I mean, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I agree completely. And who's sitting there? Okay. You and I are running down the street. I'm trying to murder you. The sirens go off. The 12 hours are over. Yeah. I shoot you in the back of the head. Is anybody going to come up and go, oh, you shot him 1 minute after the purge ended?
Well,
sorry.
Okay. I was working at J&S back in 1997, and we are 1998 maybe it was, and we were doing like the 20th anniversary or some shit, and so they dropped the price of regular 88 cents a gallon for like
that.
20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
fucking hell.
It was crazy. Well, this old lady comes up after the fact, and she's like, "I was here during the time," and we were like, "No, you weren't. We had already changed the signs over. Your car was not in the driveway. It was
cleared everybody out."
Yeah. And so Chappie went over, and what did he do? Customer satisfaction, 50 cents.
Yep.
So, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They're going to let it go.
Yeah.
They're going to let it go.
But that's the thing is, like, the siren's going to go off saying that the purge is over, and people aren't going to be like, oh, sorry. They're going to be continuing to do what they're doing. If they're looting, they'll continue looting. If they're arsonists, they're going to continue burning stuff. God, commit arson. Arson is legal.
Yeah. Although
there's so many potholes in this.
I will say this. What was it, the end of World War I?
Yep.
When the armistice officially went into effect at whatever time it was, they set off a siren or whatever, and sealing the end of the war, and the opposing sides got out of there. Trenches and ran across the field to greet each other.
Right. Which was cool.
So, I mean, I don't know. But probably, yeah, if you're chasing me down the road wanting to kill me, you ain't gonna stop because the siren goes off.
No.
Unless we just stop and go, oh, better luck next year,
right.
Pal.
Right. Not like some Wile E. Coyote thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
September 12th. American Horror Story Apocalypse.
Yeah, and they're doing that thing again where that they've got nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they don't show you anything about it.
Which is almost appealing in itself, because it makes you have to tune in to find out what the hell's going on.
Connie Britton and Dermot Mulroney are coming back from the first season to this one.
Was it Joan London is going to be on it?
Oh. I'm not going to watch it, but I'll listen to you talk about it.
September 21st, The Good Cop on Netflix with Tony Danza. We talked about it before I realized this looks good.
Yep. Backing up to September 14th.
Yep.
I'm really looking for, I know I mentioned it last week, really looking forward to American Vandal Season 2.
Oh, yep.
The Turd Burglar. I mean, come on. They're calling him the Turd Burglar. this is going to be awesome. There's a show coming out on Amazon that I'm kind of interested in. It's Maya Rudolph and Fred Armiston, and it's called Forever.
Okay.
And the trailer just shows, like, the camera keeps wiping to the right. So it keeps going like it's following these two people. And you see them, like, at different stages of meeting each other. And, like, oh, and they're talking and, like, loading up the dishwasher. And he hands her a banana instead of a plate. She's like, oh. And then they wave to their neighbor. And then they're playing shuffleboard. And then it keeps wiping. And then you see some of the things repeating, you know, like playing shuffleboard still. And the neighbor's waving still. And pretty soon their smiles are kind of drooping. And then Maya Rudolph looks like she's going to kill him. And it's talking about... The write-up says something like, you know, a happily married couple for 8 years who everything seems to be kind of going downhill until the fateful ski trip where everything changed. But they don't tell you what it is.
Okay.
So it's a dark comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in seeing that.
September 24th.
This is when things start coming back and getting good.
Yeah, the Big Bang Theory, Season 12, slated for 24 episodes.
And it's the final season!
Final season, yeah.
Woo! I don't know how much I'll actually watch of it.
Young Sheldon's back.
Yeah, that and, I do like.
And The Good Doctor's back, which yes. I enjoyed.
And Bull is back, which I know you haven't gotten into. I still love this show. Yeah. Like I'm physically looking forward to this show, so...
September 25th?
Nope.
Okay.
Not yet. Manifest premieres on the 24th. And that's the one where the two planes take off and one of them is missing for 5 years.
Yep.
Again, it's probably going to get canceled because anything like that seems to get canceled halfway through its first season. But I'm really interested in the concept. You know, where were they for those 5 years? What is the show going to do to solve that mystery? It's like flash forward. Remember that one where everybody blacked out and had a vision of the future? And
I enjoyed that show.
I did too. But I think that's, well, it's not the same, but it's along the same kind of lines. You know, a sci-fi concept that's pretty highbrow.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yep.
September 25th?
I can't believe you didn't want to see Magna P.I.
Yeah. He doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah. And stop cashing in on old stuff.
Basically.
Anyway, September 25th.
This Is Us is back.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon. Not as excited as previous season, but I'll give it a try.
Here's something interesting about Lethal Weapon. So Clayton Crawford, who played Riggs, was silent during the whole thing of him being fired and Damon Wayans going on his rant.
Yeah.
Well, he was on a podcast recently, and TV Guide had a... listening today, and I took down the notes on this because I wanted to let you hear about this because I found it very interesting. He basically broke the silence on this, and it's got some interesting stuff. Of course, this is all his side of it,
right.
But he basically says that Damon Wayans never wanted to do the show to begin with. Like, he had an idea for another show and pitched it to the guy who was the head of the studio, and they were like, yeah, but what about Lethal Weapon? He's like, eh. So he said that basically he didn't want to do the show, and he made it very obvious from the beginning. He said that he was a little bitch on the set, and that he was a prissy boy. He didn't read the scripts. Apparently, like, they went to shoot one day in a church, and he showed up, and he's like, why are we shooting here? And he was like, well, read your script, you know? Or he wouldn't do table reads with any of them, and he goes, I can't go into a church. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. That's against my thing to go into somebody else's God house. So, no, I'm not doing it. And he left. And they had to shoot most of it with his stunt double from a distance. And so he says basically that everybody, himself and some members of the cast and crew, had a nickname for Wayans, Lee, L-E-E, which was Lazy Entitled Elitist. And basically says he almost quit at the end of season one because he hated working with Wayans so much, but he kept quiet, and they said, you know, we'll give you some things like a Zen garden and some meditation time. So, again, this is his side of it.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel about the show without him on it. I think he really had a good character. He really brought a lot to it.
We never really cared about Murtaugh's side of things.
No. No.
It was almost too over the top and, you know.
It's silly. Like, silly humor.
Also on the 25th is a new show called New Amsterdam.
Yep.
Stars, it's a new medical show on NBC with Tom Keene. Not playing Tom Keene, right. But...
That's who he's always going to be. Tom Keene from Blacklist.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not.
I'm probably not. I mean, I may throw it on for a recording once, but... I mean, we're already loaded up here on stuff. Yeah, you know, there's two other shows that day alone that...
Another show that day that's coming out I am interested in.
FBI. As soon as I saw Dick Wolf attached, I was like, oh.
Here's what's really kind of interesting about it. It's a new show from Dick Wolf.
Yeah.
Who typically has everything on NBC. His Law & Order franchises, his Chicago franchises. This one's on CBS.
Yeah.
I read it's his first non-NBC show in like 15 years or something.
Wow.
I think Homicide: Life on the Streets, which was also a Dick Wolf property, was on ABC.
Yep. Okay.
Why I know that? I don't know. So it's set in New York,
yep.
Based on the FBI. Apparently, initially, like in 2016, when he came up with the idea, or 15, he was going to introduce it on NBC as a spinoff from Law & Order SVU.
Oh.
But NBC...
Well, they did have an awful lot of FBI agents in there.
Yeah, well, NBC passed on it, so now it's going to be on CBS. And the thing that I'm really interested in is stars Jeremy Sisto, and I like him.
And Missy Peregrine, who...
Yes.
Haven't seen a lot of her... Well, actually, I think she's been doing, like, some Chicago stuff or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like him, so that's kind of a selling point for me to want to watch it.
Right.
And I like Dick Wolf's properties. Well, I don't care.
Sorry, Mike, you like what? Ones.
Dick Wolf's properties.
Dick. You said Dick. You said you like Dick.
No, I said I like Dick Wolf's properties.
You like Dick Wolf's. I'm a grown-up.
I'm not working. What was the other show that night?
The Gifted.
Oh,
Gifted comes back that day. Oh, I do.
I know you
do. I'm really excited. The previews have already started. Pick a side. You know, go with Polaris or go with, what was his name? Eclipse. Yeah. I liked that show a lot, and I'm looking forward to it.
September 26th is all the Chicago shows. I don't watch them, but I just figured I'd put it out there. They're going to be all in one night.
It's kind of weird. And yeah. And they're advertising it that way. They're like, yes, they're all going to be there.
Hour block.
They're really trying to take over Wednesday.
Yeah. September 27th.
Of course, that first night they're going against Survivor, so good luck with that.
September 27th, we get The Good Place.
One thing. September 26th, there's a show coming out, and it's going to be on ABC, and it's called A Million Little Things. Did you see the preview for this?
I can't recall.
It's got Ron Livingston. It's got the guy who played Sean on Psych. It's got a lot of actors that you recognize. And basically, they're these four friends who met because they were all trapped in an elevator together as adults. And they kind of bonded over that, so they became friends. And one of they've all gotten to different points in their life. You know, some of them were successful. Some of them have families. Some of them, Ron Livingston was a successful businessman. The guy from Grimm, the main character from Grimm is in it.
Oh, yeah, David something around.
Yeah,
I saw. Okay, I did see that.
And
I didn't. I was like, yeah.
He basically killed himself. One of the guys kills himself.
Yeah.
And that's what brings them all together now. And they're talking about, you know, like, well, why aren't we friends anymore? Blah, blah, blah. It's supposed to be similar to This Is Us. I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a good touching
drama. I may give it a one-timer.
It might be something you and the wife would like to watch. You know, kind of like
an NBC show.
It's an ABC. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Let's see if it's on the Hulu. Was that what day was that? 26th?
That was the 26th.
One of the 26th. Okay, I already said The Good Place coming back.
Yeah, very excited about that.
Season 3.
Yep.
So it should be good. Law & Order SVU is coming back that night. Season 20.
Crazy.
Yeah, really is.
Crazy.
Murphy Brown comes back that
night. Yes.
Season 11, 13 episodes.
Yep.
Originally aired from 1988 to 1998.
I bet that's going to last for a little while.
And it has the majority of the original cast in it, including Charles Kimbrough, who played Anchorman Jim Dial.
Mm.
He's a reoccurring character in this season, but he is 82.
Mm.
So, but it's kind of neat that, you know, they got, you know, Frank Fontana and Miles and Corky and Murphy all back for the show.
And that they're acknowledging that they're all older now.
Yes.
And that the world has moved on.
Yep.
And they're basically saying that they're coming out of retirement because of the way that the world is now.
Looks great, though.
Yep.
You know, I enjoy the original show. So.
How to Get Away with Murder comes back on the 27th as well.
Yep.
I'm not as excited. The first season I really liked. The second season was pretty good, but it's like each season I care less and less about it, to the point where now, this last season, they built up on my DVR, and I think I actually deleted the last three.
Oh, geez.
I was watching them. So.
September 28th, MacGyver for you.
Yes. I can't believe how much I like that show. But I like it for being a bad show. Like,
yep.
It's just good. It's good at being bad.
A new show coming on Fox I'm actually anxious to check out called The Cool Kids.
Really?
Yes. Dude, it's got Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
Martin Mull, Leslie Jordan, David Alan Greer, for crying out loud.
I know.
I like them all.
I like them all.
And the synopsis is three guy friends in a retired community are the top dogs until they're blown out of the water by the newest member of the community, a female rebel who's ready to challenge their place. It's high school with 70-somethings. I mean, Vicki Lawrence is 69, Martin Mull 75, Leslie Jordan 63, and David Alan Greer is 62? I didn't know he was that old.
When did that happen?
I'm not saying that's old, but you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know. Vicki Lawrence, Martin Mull, Leslie Jordan. I mean,
when was the last time they did anything?
Exactly. So, last thing I think of Martin Mull being in was Roseanne, actually.
Wow.
The original run. You know, he played their boss, Leon. Gay boss, Leon. Anything else for you on the 28th?
No.
September 30th, Family Guy Season 17, Simpsons Season 30.
It's pretty amazing.
Significant, yeah.
Remember when Family Guy got canceled?
Twice?
Three times?
Three times, yeah.
I'm interested in checking out, and again, it's going to get canceled probably pretty fast, but God Friended Me.
Yeah, no interest.
Yeah. That's one place where you and I have always diverged, is spiritual comedy type things.
It reminds me of, like, Early Edition.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
Early, do you know?
Yeah.
The guy wakes up, buys the news, tomorrow's newspaper today, with a headline of what's going to happen. He goes to try and stop it. I mean, that kind of seems similar to me as the God Friended Me.
It also felt to me like Eli Stone, which I really liked.
Yeah,
and I know you didn't like it all.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's funny, because I liked Early Edition. October 3rd, Criminal Minds is back, Season 14. Only 15 episodes, though, this season.
Yeah, I'm still not going to watch it.
I didn't watch last season at all, so I doubt I'll watch this one. But I just felt like bringing it up. October 4th, Superstore.
Woo!
Season 4, 22 episodes.
Very excited.
You know, when we left off, they were having sex in the photo booth.
Yeah.
Broadcast live over the network.
I'm sure that'll resolve itself well.
Oh, I'm sure it will, yeah. October 5th. On Hulu.
Mm.
It's going to be, and it's an anthology. But not,
they throw that word around so much these days.
Actual anthology, but it's movies.
Mm.
The series is by Blumhouse Television, which I'm a big fan of Jason Blum and his Blumhouse works with movies and TV now. Anyways, they're teaming up for a show. It's called Into the Dark. Each episode in the series is inspired by a holiday for which the month in which it's released. So, for instance, the first episode is called The Body, and it's set in the selfie culture of Los Angeles on Halloween night. Follows a sophisticated, overconfident hitman who always carries out his work in style.
Yep.
And this is October 5th. The next episode comes out November 2nd, and that's a Thanksgiving-themed one.
Surprise!
Flesh and Blood. Takes place on Thanksgiving when, a year after her mother's death, Kimberly begins to suspect that she's in danger in her home. She can't leave, and she doesn't know who she can trust.
What are they going to do in August?
Well, that'd be next year, so probably nothing. I imagine we'll get, like...
Or September, the Labor Day murders.
Well, probably that's why we won't get them then. We'll probably get, like, Halloween in October, Thanksgiving in November. We'll get a Christmas one in December. Get a New Year's one in January. February will be Valentine's Day one.
Yeah.
March, I don't know.
St. Patrick's Day.
And then maybe that'll be the end of the season, unless they want to give us a...
April would be April Fool's. That could be a fun one. Those are always fun when we do an April Fool's episode.
Yeah.
But then May, what?
Memorial Day? Memorial Day Massacre. Yeah. June, Flag Day.
Father's Day.
Yeah. 4th of July in July.
Yeah.
We're back around to August. Nothing.
September. Labor Day.
Mirror. But regardless. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I like that it's kind of a neat concept that you're getting one a month.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, look at Sherlock. Its season is three episodes of 90-minute movies.
Yeah.
Are we getting another season of that?
Who knows at this point. Some of them, like, Martin Freeman has gone on record of saying he doesn't want to just because of how many assholes there are in the fandom who are constantly like, what are we getting more? What are we getting more? You know, they're the spoiled kid who you give them some candy and instead of saying thank you, they say, give me more. So,
well, I mean, we got 13 movies and essentially movies, you know, I mean,
it's hard not to be happy with
that. Rich only gave us two. A third one is coming. But still, we got 13 movies, four seasons of three, and then the special they did, which was, you know, like a throwback, if you will, to old London times because of the, and they tied it in nicely.
Right.
So, yeah, so we did get 13 movies out of the series, so I can't complain too much. Well, you can, but it's
kind of but a, then you're a dick.
It's a dick move, you know. October 7th, The Walking Dead Season 9 returns, 16 episodes, aired in two blocks of eight. It'll also be the final season of Rick Grimes.
Yeah. Yeah, don't care.
Are you done with it?
Oh, I'm done with it. I didn't even watch this last season. That's, I don't watch Fear the Walking Dead or Talking Dead or any of it anymore. It's just, it doesn't matter. It's not.
The first season was amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely was. October 9th, Black Lightning comes back. I don't care about it. I'm just bringing it up.
I'll check it out to begin with. It did end on a pretty good note. I wish they would tie it into the rest of the CW world, but they got to do something with his oldest daughter there. I think I mentioned last time that her power is based on her exhaling. So every time she goes to, like, strike somebody or absorb a blow, she goes, So it gets really annoying because, you know, oh, if you ever want to be really, really, like, if you want to hear about it, ask Rude his thoughts on it. He has a lot more thoughts than I do.
You want to pass on that one?
Just saying. He could probably break it down more for you. But yeah, she goes to kick in a door. Somebody goes to punch her and she blocks it with her arm. She has to exhale each time to activate her powers. But not just exhale, not like, she has to like forcibly exhale.
Okay.
Yeah. So they got to do something with that because I'm not going to put up with that this season.
Yeah. Sounds like shit. Also that day, Flash, Season 5, 22 episodes.
Grant Gustin went on a little meltdown there about the picture that leaked online of him in the costume.
Off in a costume, and it made him look like he was sickly or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know, whatever.
He went off on it. It's rough. You know, the world's a rough place right now. I'm not even going to get into it, but I'm looking forward to this season because I want to know what Nora messed up. What did she screw up?
I saw that she got upgraded to a regular cast member. Yeah.
Yep.
And then, which is weird, but they're not kicking off the other shows for like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd.
Anyways, Supernatural Season 13 comes out October 11th, 20 episodes.
You going to check it out?
I don't know. October 12th, I just wanted to bring this out somehow. Fucking Blindspot's coming back for a third season.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that's possible.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend premieres that night for its final season. I've tried several times on Netflix to, like, watch it, and I'll get through, like, one or two episodes, and I'm like, I'm going to watch something else. It's not that it's a bad show, it just doesn't hold my attention. Yeah. It's a little too crazy, and I've dealt with crazy before.
Yeah. October 14th, we get Supergirl Season 4.
Yep.
Also that
Which is
night,
weird for it to be on a Sunday.
It is. Well, CW's taking over Sunday television.
Now. Yeah. As evidenced by...
Also that night, we have Charmed, which is... Is it a reboot or a sequel?
It's a reboot.
Okay, and it's Latin girls this time, and their names all start with the letter M.
Yeah.
They can have a nightclub called 3M, because they may have some...
Copyright
issues going on there.
Yeah, there's scuffle going on there, too, where the stars of the original one are throwing shade at the new girls and saying, you know, this isn't what we signed up for, and you didn't even ask us if we wanted to be on the show, and blah, blah, blah. And the new girls are like, this is the first time that you've got a show that stars three women that are all of color. you know, this is a big day for us. Don't take our thunder. And so it's been going back and forth, and I don't even care. I'll probably check out the show, because if they're going to bring it back to more real witchiness, great.
If it's going to be a CW show. I remember when Charmed first debuted on the WB. I enjoyed the first seasons.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound really weird, but when it got to how tight of leather outfits could put the girls in this week, I stopped caring about it because it stopped being good. It was
one of those shows that should have ended, like right around season five, and I think they tried to end it.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
Then they were, in fact, some of them wanted to walk away. Rose McGowan's talked many times about how she was done, and they were like, no, you have to stay on or you'll never work in this town again kind of thing.
I mean, I enjoyed seeing Alyssa Milano in tight leather pants and her boobs sticking out at that time.
Yeah.
But the storyline sucked.
Right, because then they started becoming vapid.
Yeah.
Like, they were idiots, and they were always like, oh my god, talking about boys and what they were going to wear and go out on the town and blah, blah, blah. Whereas the first few seasons it was like Supernatural when it first started.
Yes.
It was about the demons and the bad guys, and it outstayed its welcome.
Massively. I don't know what night this is on, so I'm just going to bring it up freehand. Roswell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a CW show, and it's Roswell, New Mexico, and there's supernatural alien elements. But then as I read the synopsis, it is way too teeny drama-y for anything I want to care or watch.
Which I'm pretty sure the original Roswell was, too. Like, they made it look like it was an alien show, but
it wasn't, yeah. Anyways, Arrow comes back for its seventh season, October 15th. Cody Rhodes has an extended storyline arc in this season.
Oh,
because he's in, well, you know, Oliver's in prison.
Right.
This is interesting. October 16th, The Conners. That's a 10-episode spinoff of Roseanne. Roseanne is not on the show, but it takes place. But I don't know how they're going to explain how she's. Are they going to kill her character? Go ahead.
They're going to kill her character.
Oh, they did.
She's dead off screen.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to talk about it. Yep. Yeah. John Goodman came right out on that. He's like, yeah, we're going to kill her. She's going to be dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
It almost seems vindictive at this point, doesn't
it? It does, yeah. I know that I really enjoyed that revival season they did. I thought it was excellent TV.
Yep.
So I'm interested in this. It's just because I like the characters, but it's going to be weird without Roseanne.
Right. They got plenty of other characters, though.
Fair enough. There's a new show on ABC. Yeah, it's called The Kids Are All Right.
I watched the preview for this. I don't know if I'm sold.
Well, I'm going to check out at least one episode. It's a single-camera comedy set in 1973, suburban Los Angeles, about a Catholic family and the trials and tribulations of that.
Yeah.
And then the show that I'm exceptionally excited about. Also on ABC, The Rookie, starring Nathan Fillion. A 40-year-old man moves to Los Angeles to pursue his dream of being a police officer and the hilarity that ensues with that.
I hope he can make it work.
I hope so, too.
I hope people don't just automatically jump on it and say, you know, oh, it's just Castle with reversed roles. I hope that they can look at it as whatever it is and that it makes it.
Part of me wishes it would fail and they just go make more Firefly.
Which isn't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. I guess that's a good segue.
You know what he's been doing for the past couple of months?
What?
On his Instagram? He'll go to different places. He'll be like, hey, I'm up in Vancouver, British Columbia. And then he'll, like, take a picture of a random park or something. And he'll be like, first one here gets the prize. And people go to that location because they're like, oh, I know that park. And they go there and they'll find, like, a little Firefly keychain that he left them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's not, like, all the time, but he's been doing it regularly. And then people are like, look, I found it. And he'll retag it.
Well, I'm gonna talk about it real quick. See how we brought up Firefly.
Okay.
Boom Studios, which is they have bought the rights to the Firefly comics from Dark Horse.
Yes.
Not the rights to just make new comics, but Dark Horse's complete back catalog of Firefly comics, which Dark Horse had a tendency every couple years to release. At first, it was 3-issue runs, and then they did a 6-issue run, Leaves on the Wind.
Yep.
Well, Boom Comics, starting October 14th, sorry, November 14th, is releasing a monthly title going forward. And it's going to be Firefly number 1, 32 pages. It's going to be $3.99. It'll have seven different covers, I mean.
Okay.
Available at the newsstands.
Oh,
massively. And it's going to, they're going to tell the tale of the Unification War.
Yes, I read that. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, so, and as far, like I said, as far as I can tell, this is going to be a monthly series. But also on that day, they're going to be releasing a Legacy Edition Book 1, which is a collection of Those Left Behind, Better Days, and The Shepherd's Tale, all in one volume for $29.99. And then if you really want to spend some money and waste it, really, it's really wasting, you can buy the Big Damn Heroes box. It's $150. It's limited to a set of 1,000. It's going to include the Legacy Edition Book 1, but has a variant cover that is to the box only. It's also going to have all 8. So initially it says 7 on the release for the Indian Village, but this says 8. Unsigned variant Firefly number 1 editions, plus the Map of the Verse and a blank sketch variant cover. And also it's going to come with an exclusive print, and some of them will be signed by Joss Whedon. Hmm. And another set exclusive variant cover. So essentially you're spending $150 to get like 12 issues of number 1 with different covers, plus a variant issue of the Legacy Edition, which I already have all the old stuff.
Right.
Either I have the collections in a hardcover like graphic novel, or I have the individual issues. So I don't really need this.
But as a collector.
Even as a collector, I don't care about it that much to want to have that. I'm good with it. Let others have it, I guess. However, I have already told Zach to put that book in my poll. So, and as the covers do get closer with the covers, I'll let him know which cover I want. Going back to the fall preview, though. October 22nd. So did you have anything you want to talk about between October 16th and the 22nd?
I don't believe so. Let me double check.
October 22nd, Legends of Tomorrow, Season 4, 16 episodes. We're getting Constantine back.
Yay!
October 26th. Another jump, anything in between for you?
Nope.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina comes to Netflix. They filmed 2 seasons back-to-back, but they're only releasing the first season that day.
Yep.
I'm going to at least watch 1 episode.
Well, I'm probably going to watch all.
Just to see. Well, I'm going to at least watch 1 and be like, all right, do I want to continue watching this or not?
Right.
So. Depends on how teen drama it is.
Yeah. I expect some teen drama. I don't want it to be over the top.
I can deal with some. Like, for instance, 15 Reasons Why Season 1, I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
15 Reasons Why Season 2, not at all. Like, my wife actually watched that, all of that, Season 2.
Mm.
Also, on the October 26th, Midnight Texas comes back.
Nah, I didn't like it.
I enjoyed it. Oh, well, shit. October 31st, Stand Against Evil, Season 3.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, but most likely 8 episodes.
And they'll be, like, very short.
The only other thing I have on the list that has a definitive date...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because most of the rest of them are just sometime.
...is The Orville, Season 2, coming to us, a 2-hour premiere episode on December 30th.
Yeah.
Again, we've talked about it before. We talked about it last year. This was, like, the sleeper surprise of the season for me.
Uh-huh.
And it just kept getting better.
Yeah.
Like, it was the start. It was the new Star Trek I wanted. So, I hope Season 2 keeps going the same pattern. And I hope we get many more seasons.
I do, too.
You know.
Absolutely.
It really, truly is great. I do have some other stuff to talk about.
Yes. Upcoming shows that don't have dates.
Yeah, like The Blacklist was renewed for Season 6, but there's no release date.
No, I think that one's going to be in the spring. Yeah. If I remember correctly.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has a Season 6, and from what I... Because I looked this up before we record this. It's now looking like July is when they're going to come out with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pushed it back to July.
Because nobody really thought they were going to get another one.
Yeah.
You know?
Daredevil Season 3 is still slated to come out sometime in 2018, which... They did that with Punisher, though. They just kept saying 2017, and then finally, a couple weeks before it came out, they put the date. That was excellent. That was excellent.
Yes.
Gotham Season 5, the final season, no release date, but they've said it's a short season. Mr. Robot not coming back till 2019, and season four will be the final season.
Which, I'm okay with that. I love that show. Yeah. I would love to see it forever, but I think that they will tie it up that way.
Yep. I'm looking forward to how they do it.
Yep.
Let's see here. Also, a spring 2019 on NBC, I think it's a half-hour comedy called Abby's.
Yes.
And I want to watch this because Neil Flynn's in it.
That's exactly it. It sounds cool, too. She's got a makeshift bar in her backyard.
It's in San Diego. She has an unlicensed bar, but it has all kinds of strict rules.
Like, you're not allowed to look at your phone, even look something up.
Yeah.
You have to earn a seat at the bar.
Yeah.
You know,
different things. And if you like, do something wrong, there's drink punishments you have to drink.
Yes.
There's a specific drink that's a punishment.
A limey, sugary, not beer drink.
Yeah, exactly. Natalie Morales is the barkeep. She's Abby. And again, Neil Flynn's in it. That was the selling point for me. I was wondering what he was going to do after...
The middle?
After the middle, yeah. So, and then ABC is apparently bringing back Bewitched with a Black Samantha.
Oh.
That's literally the most they've talked about it.
Okay.
So.
There's a show that I saw, I read a write-up for. They don't have a trailer or anything yet. It's called The Enemy Within.
Okay.
Follows Erica Shepherd, a brilliant former CIA operative, now known as the most notorious traitor in American history and serving a life in Supermax prison.
Oh, yeah. That's with Dexter's sister, Jennifer Carpenter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and against every fiber of his being, but with nowhere else to turn, FBI agent Will Keaton enlists Shepard to help track down a fiercely dangerous and elusive criminal she knows all too well.
Blacklist female edition.
Right, right. So, I'll check it out.
The only other thing I want to talk about, actually, I guess technically I could have included this.
Okay.
I had originally put this in my trailers notes, but on Netflix, September 28th, TV series called Hold the Dark. It stars Bernard from Westworld.
Oh, nice.
And the plot is, the trailer, it looks awesome. It really does. But the plot is, after the deaths of three children suspected to be by wolves, writer Russell Core, the actor that plays Bernard, is hired by the parents of a missing six-year-old boy to track down and locate their son in the Alaskan wilderness. I like winter-based shows.
Yeah.
This is a winter-based show. The trailer, it really looks good. I mean, it looks tremendous.
Nice.
So, and also, one more note I forgot to bring up. Fargo Season 4 doesn't start filming until 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so probably won't get that to the end of 19, maybe even 20. I guess that's my preview.
I got a couple more to talk about.
Go right ahead.
There's one called, this one kind of slipped under my radar, The Kominsky Method.
Okay.
It's an upcoming American comedy web television series created by Chuck Lorre.
Okay, I'm listening.
That's set to premiere on November 16th on Netflix.
Okay.
The premise is The Kominsky Method follows Sandy Kominsky, an actor who years ago had a brief fling with success and is now a revered Hollywood acting coach. Sandy Kominsky will be played by Michael Douglas.
Really?
Yeah. The main characters are Michael Douglas. Norman, Sandy's agent and friend, will be played by Alan Arkin.
Okay.
Lisa, a recent divorcee that decides to take acting lessons from Sandy, is Nancy Travis. And then Sarah Baker is Mindy, Sandy's daughter. So, three really high-profile people with Chuck Lorre helming it. That'll probably be pretty good.
Half hour?
I'm assuming it'll be a half an hour. Yeah, 30-minute running time.
Michael Douglas. Isn't it funny where we've gotten... Remember back when we were, I don't know, back in the 80s, let's just say, or even 90s, where, like, there were television stars and there was movie stars, and you did not cross between.
No.
Because they always made such a big deal out of Tom Hanks came from the world of TV and made it in movies.
Yep.
And George Clooney.
Right.
He was on Roseanne, and then he was on ER, and now he's made it in the movies.
Right.
You know, you never saw... people from movies going to TV.
Nope.
It was almost like that was the, that's
sipping down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's, but now it doesn't matter.
No.
It really doesn't matter anymore.
Nope.
You have famous, quote unquote, Hollywood actors doing TV shows.
Right.
And TV people doing movies.
Excuse me.
Not so much that, I guess.
No.
But, Melissa McCarthy would be the exception.
Mm, yeah.
Because she did a TV show, Gilmore Girls. She got huge in movies. Then she went back and did another TV show.
Like a Molly.
In between doing great movies.
Yep.
So she's an oddball there.
She is. Yep. There's another show coming out on NBC called The In-Between. And in-between is one word. Follows Cassie Bishop, who was born with a gift, though she may call it a curse. She can see and communicate with the dead, helping them with their unresolved problems, whether she likes it or not. Her longtime friend, Detective Tom Hackett, and his new partner, former FBI agent, so you know there's going to be some friction there,
yep.
Need help solving a darkly puzzling murder. Cassie agrees to use her abilities. So, that's coming out spring of 2019 on NBC.
TV show?
Yep. And then there were two interesting... I'm looking forward to them. This one, it's on Showtime, so I know you can't watch it unless you get Showtime.
Is it the Jim Carrey one?
Yeah.
That looks freaking...
Kidding? Well, the first trailer that I ever saw for it just looked like it was a Mr. Rogers show.
Yes.
Like, all it showed was him being the Mr. Rogers type of guy. Then I saw the second trailer that showed his breakdown and his psychosis and him just losing his shit. And I was like, oh, this is going to be even better. Yeah. That one, and then that one comes out September 9th on Showtime, actually. And then we talked about this last time, I believe. September 21st on Netflix, Maniac. The new one with Jonah Hill and Emma Stone.
Yes.
I am so looking forward to that because it just looks bizarre. It looks bizarre and it looks great. I wanted to tell you, they had a preview. My DVR recorded two previews the other day, five-minute things that came out at like 2 in the morning, but one of them was like, here's what's coming up on this season of This Is Us. And it was just a nice little, you know, where we've been, and we're going to see more flashbacks of Vietnam and, you know, what Jack was doing there. We're going to meet his brother. And, so that was cool, but they also had The Good Place, and they actually showed, like, an extended clip from one of the episodes. So you remember how the last season ended? They were all sent back to Earth.
Yes.
And to see what it would be like, you know, if they hadn't gotten killed, and, like, she kneels down in front of those shopping carts, and then, you know, a guy grabs her and knocks her out of the way, and all that stuff. That was Michael. Michael saved all four of their lives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like when Tahani was pulling down the statue and it fell on her the first time, he's the one that knocks her out of the way. He's the one that opened up the safe that Jason had locked himself in and was going to suffocate to death. And he walks by Chidi and, like, shoves him like that. And Chidi falls back and he's like, what? And then the air conditioner falls and doesn't hit him, so... But he's all excited because he got to go to Earth. He got to see what Earth was like, and he's just, like, blown away by what the things that they have on Earth. It looks good. I'm really looking forward to this one. So
nice.
Yep. I know I've said that a lot, but there's a lot of stuff to look forward to this.
There is. We didn't go over all the new shows. I'm sure there's plenty of new shows
out
there.
Yeah, like some people will go, what about Riverdale Season 3? And I'll go, bite me.
That's what I think of that crap.
Yeah.
It's crap is what it is. That's not crap.
Whoa, hold on. I just came across this thing that says, whatever your feelings on girls, I personally loved it. See, I originally read that line, and I said, no, not even going to look at this. But it's an HBO series. It's called Camping. Looks like a damn good time. Lena Dunham's latest project for HBO is completely different from her introductory season, proving that she's more than just a voice of generation. Okay? You're like, nah, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. With an ensemble cast that features Jennifer Garner, David Tennant. Yeah, that got your attention. Juliette Lewis and the hilarious and mega-talented husband-wife duo of Janixa Bravo and Brett Gelman. Oh, I love Brett Gelman.
I do too.
Camping, based on the British series of the same name, follows a couple as their innocuous camping trip spirals out of control. It's a relatively simple plot, but one that offers near-endless comedic possibilities. And with Dunham and producer Jenny Kohner at the helm, the comedy should come with a hefty dose of painfully relatable humanity. Dude, it's got David Tennant.
It's got David Tennant.
And it's based on a British comedy.
Kind of sells itself right there.
It's going to be on HBO. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I'm good with that one now. So that's HBO October 14th, Camping. I can see us talking about that one an awful lot.
I agree.
So, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of stuff that we didn't talk about. I don't know. You got anything else? Got some news and stuff?
I mean, I kind of shared the news I have. don't really have any other news. I mean, I gotta watch a couple trailers, but I'm gonna hold off till next week.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna hold off on my stuff. I don't think that there was anything newsworthy that I really wanted to. Let me just check my notes here and make sure that there is another show from Sam Esmail coming out November 2nd on Amazon Prime. I know it's, but it's Sam Esmail.
Yeah,
Mr. Robot. It's got Julia Roberts on it. So, anywho, yeah, I don't think. Let's make sure. Oh, okay. I would have saved this to next week, but I just read this today, dude. There's a movie in the works at Warner Brothers.
All right.
Called Coyote vs. Acme. I was hoping to get a spit take.
Sold.
I saw a thing that said, you know, are they making a Wile E. Coyote movie? And I was like, what? And then they said that it's Coyote vs. Acme. And they said that they don't know anything about it. Just that it's called Coyote vs. Acme. And there is a book out there that some guy did, which was basically like the legal process of him going after the Acme Corporation for all of their faulty stuff. I would see that. Oh, and also, there's no more porn on HBO.
There's no more what?
Porn on HBO. Apparently nobody was watching it, so they just quietly deleted it all. Things like Real Sex or Katie Morgan.
No, no, no. I noticed.
Yeah.
I noticed it wasn't there.
Katie Morgan's Real Sex or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they just got rid of it all. Done.
Well, I mean, realistically, you know, when it was on HBO back in the day before the internet was so prevalent, it was
great.
That's why we used to have something called Skinamax.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But now.
Until your parents fell asleep, turning the TV on, turning it down really low. And,
yeah.
Oh, Real Sex is on.
But now you just go to just Google nude boobs.
Yeah. Pornhub.com.
Yeah. What do you want to look?
Do I even want to put in a search term or just see what's on the front page?
Right, right.
Blammo.
Sometimes it's fun to, what's the most fucked up thing I can write in here? And just to see what comes back.
Or to see if autofill will finish it.
But I don't mean like a known fetish.
No.
Either. I mean putting in like
Smurf fucking horse.
Right. You know, or just like start typing the word yogurt and just see what happens.
Yep.
Sometimes that's just having the fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, this was actually really funny. I don't know the full specifics of it, but basically over the past 24 hours, we got a news story, and then it started popping up everywhere, that Alec Baldwin was joining the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie as Thomas Wayne.
Okay.
And my first thought was, why the fuck do we need his parents again? Stop showing us his parents. But then he kept saying, you know, Alec Baldwin is joining as Thomas Wayne. Alec Baldwin joins Joaquin Phoenix's Joker movie, blah, blah, blah. Then they started adding a little bit more. Alec Baldwin joining Joaquin Phoenix's Joker movie as Thomas Wayne, allegedly a Trump-like character. And then they started running with that for a little bit. This is all within 24 hours. So then this afternoon it was, Alec Baldwin is now stepping away from the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. This was not even a full day. And it was like, oh, he's joining. Oh, he's going to be Trump-like. Oh, he's leaving. That was pretty impressive. And somebody out there is probably going, there's more to it than that. Sure, my version sounds funnier.
Why do we need a Joker movie?
We don't.
Phoenix?
We don't. It's one of those characters, I don't want to see the origin. I don't want to know where he came from. I don't want to focus on just him. I like him as a villain.
Yeah, Heath Ledger.
Mm.
Played the Joker so brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time he would tell the story of his scars, he talked about his childhood, whatever it was, and left it such a mystery, I don't want to see that.
Right.
It was great the way it was.
Yeah.
Conversely, though, there are probably some out there who want to see it, much like I really enjoyed a Solo Star Wars movie, and you didn't.
Correct.
You know? We're both on the same page about this Joker movie, though.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And that page is no. The page of no.
I will say this. The new Halloween movie comes out October 19th.
Yep.
Pride's Corner Drive-In has already stated they will be staying open the season later to air that movie.
Nice.
At the drive-in. I am off Sunday the 21st.
Oh, nice.
So that worked out well. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Oh, did you see that Happy Town Murders gotten bombed at the box office allegedly?
Yes.
Coworker went and saw it, and he just randomly said out loud, oh, by the way, Happy Town Murders was awesome. And it was Jeff from Greg, so I don't know if you know him or not. But anyways, he enjoyed it thoroughly. And I'm like, yeah, I heard it was terrible. He's like, oh, I heard that too, but I don't care. It was awesome. So I don't know Jeff's movies taste enough to take his word for it enough, but I like that I heard someone thought it was good, because it looks awesome to me. Did you go see it yet?
I did.
And what'd you think?
I thought there was a lot of laughs in it. There were a lot of times that I laughed heartily. The Petries were basically like, hey, we don't have the kid for the night. We want to go see this. I was like, you guys want to see that? And they're like, yeah, we do. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I was surprised. But so there was a lot of laughter. One of the things that kind of took away from it was the fact that when we walked in, like, I pulled up my vehicle, and in the parking lot, right in front of my vehicle was a pile of puke. Somebody had vomited.
That is a deterrent?
Yep.
No matter what you're saying.
Yep. So I was like, oh, somebody vomited. Nah. So went into the theater, went to sit down, and it was like, what is that smell? And it smelled like urine.
Yep.
Like we were in a barn. A barn that hasn't been mucked out for a while. Like that strong ammonia urine
smell. Did you go
smell.
Yesterday?
No.
Oh.
No. No, it was like Saturday.
Okay.
Friday or Saturday. But yeah, so it was a really strong urine odor, and that kind of detracted from it a bit. But the movie itself, lots of good funny parts.
Yep.
As a murder mystery, it was very predictable. But if you're looking for something to just laugh, yes. You'll laugh. There's a lot of good jokes in it.
Nice.
A lot of funny stuff. Wait till home video, though.
Honestly, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't suggest, like, it was good, but I wouldn't suggest going to see it in theaters just because, you know, you're going to be paying $8, $9, $10 for something that's like, no, okay.
Okay, well, geez.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
if you want to go see it, go see it, but I'm telling you that I think it can wait for Redbox or home video.
Okay, well, duly noted.
Yep. There was some good, funny stuff in there, but like one of the jokes that was really overused, the main character there, he's a smoker, and so they rigged up his puppet to like blow out smoke. So he'd put the cigarette up to his lips, and then he'd, but they really overplayed it many times. Like he'd get pissed at somebody, and he'd just sit there and go, and it would go on for like 30 seconds of him blowing smoke on them, and it got old quick. Joel McHale's in it, though.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
He plays
a good character.
I like Joel McHale.
Yep.
He's funny.
Yep.
Well, okay, cool.
Yep.
I guess that's it for me, then.
That's it for me.
All right, so that's it this week, everybody. Tune in next week, back to your normal format.
Mm.
And until then, though, find us on the Twitter. I'm at Superstar Mel.
You really had to think about that. You're like,
Just doing a bit.
Oh.
Just doing a bit.
You gotta tell me when you're doing a bit.
This is episode 125. You should have picked up on it by now when I'm doing bits.
It's episode 124. We're not in the future yet.
We're looking at each other.
Yeah, but you're also tired all the time. So, like, half the time when your eyes roll up into your head, I can't tell if you're doing a bit or you're falling asleep.
Well,
like, quite literally, I'm like, is he having a stroke?
I work night shift.
Yeah, I know. But
I
like, I look over and I see
overtime.
This. You're like, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Jesus, did he just have a mini stroke? I'm the Quantum Geek G33K. Slid right back into it.
We're very professional people.
Yes, we are.
Right. Push the button.
Nobody ever accused us of being professional.
Not once.